In early August, salvage crews from Magone Marine and Alaska Chideau worked to remove all the remaining fuel from the Lone Star, which sank in the Agushik River on June 30th. Once the fuels were removed, the plan was to raise the ship with a heavy lift crane, hoist it intact onto a barge, and haul it off to Dutch Harbor. Most of the fuel was removed, but divers reported that the ship continued to bury itself in the mud and that some fuel tanks could no longer be safely reached. They turned to the salvage and attached chains to the Lone Star, but the crane could not lift it out of the mud. The salvage plan went back to the drawing board. That was around the 18th of August. As of Tuesday, Sean Eggert, spokesman for the Coast Guard unit monitoring their operations, says the situation has changed little since then.
At this time, no new salvage plan has been agreed upon. So while the crews kind of decide what they're going to do, the rest of us are on standby.
The Coast Guard is responsible for approving the salvage plan before it's acted upon. So far, Magone Marine has been a little vague on the details of what they intend to do next.
The last I heard, now maybe about 2 or so weeks ago, was potential for bringing in a larger crane, but I haven't heard anything about that since. So I don't know if that's still something that's on the table.
By all reports, the Lone Star has been particularly difficult to deal with since it sank June 30th. Agushik section set netters lost most of their season when Fish and Game shut down the fishery due to the near constant presence of an oily sheen around the vessel. Divers could only work during a short window at slack tide, and only then when the weather allowed safe operations, which it often did not. Daily, the vessel has inched itself deeper into the river's soft mud. Eggert says now only the topmost parts of the Lone Star are visible at the lowest low tides. There's growing concern that the vessel may not be going anywhere this year, which is not something that the Coast Guard wants to hear.
We're definitely hoping that it doesn't go that long. We want to get the boat out of the water as much as anyone else, but no time has been set for when the new plan might arrive. All we can do is hope that they get something to us soon so the work crews can get back on scene and finish the job.
Eggert adds that as far as he knows, there's been no talk of simply leaving the vessel where it lies and abandoning the efforts to remove it. For the time being, all crews and equipment are off the scene. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.